Hello, beautiful. Welcome to the Worthy Woman podcast. I'm Aston Simmons. I'm a wife, a mum, and a relationship coach. And I am obsessed with creating relationships that are thriving, passionate, and loving. Even if you have zero time for your partner right now, there's no outside support for your kids. I didn't have that either. You're exhausted. You feel like you're just surviving each day. I hear you, I see you, I feel you, and I get it. And I'm here to help you navigate all of this and more with practical real life tools and advice to help you feel more loved and supported so that you can conquer your life and your relationships like a queen. Let's get started. Welcome back to the Worthy Woman podcast with Aston Simmons. Today, I am sharing with you the 5 steps to reconnect to your worthiness. This is a game-changing episode. If you listened to the last episode about reconnecting and cultivating your sense of self-worth, this is the perfect episode to listen to next. If you haven't listened to the first episode, go back, check it out, and then come back to this one because it'll make more sense and you'll be able to apply what I was sharing in that episode. So I want to talk about reconnecting to your worthiness. And like I said in the first episode, this is really important because it is the foundation of all of your relationships. It's the foundation of whether we actually try to achieve things in life, whether we believe we can have the life that we want, the life and relationships of our dreams. All of that comes back to our sense of self-worth. So it is so important that we work on this. And I actually, before I dive into the 5 steps, I wanted to share a quote from, and I'm probably going to butcher it a little bit, so I apologize, but there is a new book coming out. It's probably available now at the time of listening to this. So definitely, if it is out, check it out. It's a book by Jamie Lima Kern. She's one of my favorite entrepreneurs. She's a beautiful woman with such a big heart. Her story is incredible. Definitely go and check her out. But she has written a book called Worthy. And I was listening to her share about this book, and something that she shared, I just had to share it with you because it really resonated with me. I shared it with the women in my Worthy Woman program, and it really resonated with them as well. So the quote that she shared was, "In life, you don't rise to what you believe is possible. You fall to what you believe you are worthy of." Wow. I have full goosebumps because I know in my own personal experience that has happened to me multiple times. And definitely 4 years ago when I was, you know, living from my masculine, I was stressed out, I was exhausted, I was overwhelmed, I was a people pleaser, a perfectionist. I was trying to do all the things on the outside to build my self-confidence, but I had disconnected from my own sense of self-worth. And that really showed up in trying to, you know, achieve things and create things and go for things in life. I wanted to start this podcast for ages, but I didn't believe that it was possible for me, and I didn't believe that I was worthy of it. So I put it off for so long until I did this work, until I started to reconnect to my self-worth and my innate worthiness and remembered that I am worthy and that I have a voice. It does matter. People are listening, women are listening, and it's having a positive impact. And if this is true for me, then it is true for you too. So I'm really passionate about sharing this message of increasing our self-worth, especially for women, even though it is an issue for men as well, because I know that there's things we're not doing. There's things that we're procrastinating about. There's dreams that we're not going after. There's conversations we're not having in our relationship because we don't believe we're worthy of using our voice, of asking for what we wanted. We don't believe we're worthy of being seen or heard. And this is really dimming women's lights and really shutting us down and making us stay small. And I really want to inspire you and empower you to live fully as that worthy woman that you are, to have your audacious goals, to believe you're worthy of them and to go after them, because no one else can do it but you. And if you believe you're worthy of your dreams, then you are 10 times closer to achieving those dreams. And you know, like I said, if I am worthy, then so are you. It's our birthright. It's something that actually cannot be in question. It is not in question. And we need to remember the truth that we are all worthy as we are for who we are. And that really leads me into how we can reconnect to our self-worth. So I'm going to share with you 5 steps. I think I've tried to boil it down to, because I like to try and keep these episodes short for you. I get feedback that women, especially mums, love that the episodes are short, practical, and you can take away lots of value from it. So I'm going to try my best to keep it short. So the 5 steps to increase and reconnect to your worthiness. So, number one, we need to forgive ourselves. We have to start with forgiveness. And I had to go through this same process. I followed these same steps over 4 years ago now when I was reconnecting to my own sense of self-worth. I had to firstly forgive myself. Forgive myself for abandoning myself, neglecting my own needs, for turning my back on my own dreams, for not believing that I was worthy. You know, it's actually brings tears to my eyes that I was doubting my own self-worth. You know, I'm a mum now. When I look at my children, the thought of them doubting their sense of worthiness, doubting their own value, just breaks my heart. And I thought, God, if I feel that way for my children and I don't want them to feel that way about themselves, I need to model that self-worth. I need to embody self-worth in myself so that I can actually share it and teach it to them by who I am being. So forgiveness is about releasing yourself. It's about releasing others, whether it be parents, past relationships, current relationships. It's about letting go of the past and all those things that happened. And, you know, let's be honest, we have all experienced neglect in some form or trauma in some form. Something has happened and it makes us, when these things happen, these traumas or experiences or events happen, it can make us question our self-worth. But it doesn't have to be that way. The events on the outside do not have to mean anything about your innate value as a human being. Every single human being is valuable. There is no such thing as a higher valuable human being or a lower valuable human being. You know, I've been hearing a lot of people talking about, you know, high value women, low value women. That is not helpful. I do not believe in that. Worthiness does not have a hierarchy. Like I said, every single one of us is worthy as we are for who we are. Every single human being has innate value. It cannot be taken away from you. You can't build it. You can't have more of it than someone else. Worthiness is just, it's your birthright, full stop, period. So because we know that we are worthy, we must forgive ourselves for forgetting it. We must forgive others around us for also forgetting it, because some of us do need to be reminded that we are worthy. Some of us do need to learn how to reconnect to our worthiness and to cultivate more of that worthiness, but it is always there. And one beautiful way that I love to practice this forgiveness with myself and with others is to write a letter and, you know, put everything down that you have decided that you want to release and forgive and let go. And you can burn that letter or you can bury it or rip it all up, whatever you want to do to symbolize that release. And if there's any emotions around that, please feel it. Feel those emotions. Don't bypass them. It's important that we feel them. And what I love to do is actually look at myself in the mirror and really connect to my eyes and repeat this beautiful Hawaiian prayer of forgiveness, which I've mentioned before on the podcast because it is so powerful. And just repeat the words, I'm sorry, I love you, please forgive me, thank you. And I continue to repeat that. You can say it out loud or you can say it internally, but I continue to say it to myself, looking at myself, eye gazing with myself in the mirror, forgiving all of those times and events and the parts of myself that I've made wrong or I have judged or I've criticized or I've hidden or I've felt shame around. You know, I really encourage you to connect to those parts of yourself and to free yourself with forgiveness. Because when you do, you will feel more worthy. Forgiveness will help you to feel more worthy in your life, in your relationships, just in yourself. It'll help you to connect to your sense of innate worthiness, which is always there. I am so excited to announce our brand new program, Recreate Your Relationship. a simple and easy three-step proven framework to better communication and connection in your relationship in less than 4 weeks. We are sharing with you the exact roadmap that we used to recreate our relationship in 1 hour a week. We are currently taking couples through this program and we are offering it at 50% off because we are running a beta test of this program and we want to extend this to our listeners. So if you are feeling tired, if you're quick to argue, if you're frustrated, resentful, exhausted, and you feel like there is no time for us, this program is for you. We are sharing with you how to recreate your relationship and that it gets to feel light and easy to have the relationship that you want. If this is speaking to you, click the link below and secure your spot for the next intake of Recreate Your Relationship. So that's number one. Number two is radical self-acceptance. This is something you need to learn to practice, and that's why forgiveness is the first step. Because once you've given that forgiveness to yourself and others, and you've freed yourself, it is so much easier to radically accept yourself and others for all that you are, for all that they are, and to be able to just take the lessons learned from past experiences or events or things that have happened. And instead of creating a big story around it meaning that you're not worthy, because these stories are not real, they're illusions. They're just literally fiction. They're just stories that we create and they don't mean anything. They don't have to mean anything about us. They definitely do not have to mean anything about our sense of worthiness. So it's really important that you practice the second step, which is radical self-acceptance, and accept and welcome all of you. The good, the bad, the ugly, we all have it. The mistakes, we've all made them. That's the only way to learn and grow. And how you can move forward from that is to just take the lessons learned and then let it go and move forward. Number three is practice unconditional love. This is about loving yourself for who you are, as you are, without judgment. Because God, universe, whatever you believe in, does not judge. So it is not our job to judge either. And this also translates into your relationships. I see so much judgment playing out in people's relationships. I'm a relationship coach. When I work with couples, when I get their surveys back, when they ask me for feedback and guidance and support on the challenges they're overcoming, the number one thing that comes up time and time again is this judgment. He shouldn't be doing this. She shouldn't be doing that. He should know better. She should know by now. We need to stop shooting over ourselves. This judgment is just not helpful. And I get it. Me and my husband used to get stuck in this trap 4 years ago. It was the most freeing thing to decide with first within myself to break up with conditional love and judgment and to marry unconditional love in myself. So first, you just need to practice and ask yourself, what does unconditional love mean to me? What does it look like? How can I practice unconditional love with myself? And a question that I found myself asking myself all of the time was, what would unconditional love do? What would unconditional love say? And if you're a mum, it's most likely what you're saying to your children, because unconditional love is nurturing, is forgiving, is accepting, is loving, you know, is able to welcome all of you. It's able to, you know, welcome you as who you are and also welcome your growth. It's really loving, encouraging, and supportive. Unconditional love does not judge, so neither should we. So that is the third step to reconnect to your worthiness. Number four is to reparent or befriend yourself. Be there for yourself. Give yourself what you need. You know, reparenting yourself is about really stepping into what I call, when I'm working with my worthy women clients, it's stepping into your worthy woman, that adult version of you, the woman who knows that you are worthy, even if your needs weren't met as a child, even if they were neglected, even if you were abandoned. Whatever happened to you as a child does not define your worthiness as an adult. And we really need to use our worthy woman, our adult, to step in, to soothe, to nurture, to hold, to literally, you know, literally hug and hold yourself through it and to give yourself what you need now. You know, I always say to women, if they've had challenges in their relationships or, you know, past relationships that were not healthy, and if you're still reliving that story and you're living from that place, what you need to understand is they may have disrespected you in that moment. They may have neglected you in that moment. They may have abandoned you at that time. But if you're no longer in that situation and you're still telling that story and you're still living from that story, because that's what we do, we live from that story and it governs our behaviors, our actions, and how we treat ourselves. Now you are neglecting yourself. Now you are disrespecting yourself and now you are abandoning yourself. So that's the thing we need to stop doing. We need to stop abandoning ourselves, stop neglecting our needs, stop disrespecting ourselves because of what someone did in the past. We don't have to live in the past. The past does not have to equal the present, but it will if we keep living there. So we must disconnect, you know, we must disconnect from that lie that any of that that happened means anything about our worthiness. Our worthiness has nothing to do with that. Our worthiness is not external, it's internal. So we need to reconnect and reparent ourselves internally. And that looks like sharing more loving, empowering, compassionate stories with yourself. Saying things like what you would say to your own child if you're a mother, like it's okay that you made a mistake. Making a mistake does not mean you are not worthy. Your worthiness is undoubtable. It's unquestionable. You are worthy because you are alive. You know, speaking to yourself from that loving, compassionate, nurturing place. You know, you can see it as your higher self, or you could see it as Mother Earth, or as a best friend or a big sister. It's about really connecting to all those younger parts of yourself that have been hurt or neglected and holding them, reparenting them, being the adult that you needed in that moment and being that for yourself now. It's so incredibly healing and powerful to reparent yourself and give yourself what you need and to tell yourself it's okay. It's going to be okay. Who you are is enough. You know, just those simple, reassuring, loving, kind, compassionate words can reconnect us to our worthiness instantly. And this is about really getting into your heart and your soul. You can't practice this from your logic or your mind because it will start saying, well, I am an adult. What do you mean? Like, you know, it will start to question it all. You must take some deep breaths, connect to your heart, connect to your soul, those deeper internal parts of yourself that will help you to reassure, nurture, and love yourself through this so that you can reparent yourself to remember that you are absolutely worthy. Your worthiness truly is found deep within you, in your heart, and in your soul. So we must connect to that part of ourselves. Okay, number five, and this is the final step, is to welcome who you are becoming. So yes, we all want to grow. Like literally every woman I speak to is like, they want to grow. They just want to be over there. They just want to be out of where they are. And I get it. I love to grow. It's one of my highest values. But what is more important is that I'm able to love myself for who I am, for where I am, and to acknowledge that I'm right where I need to be always. And that is true for you as well. You are right where you are, where you need to be right now, working through what you need to work through. You're not late. You can't miss what is for you. You're not behind. All of that is stories. It's not helpful. A story that will actually help you is I'm right where I need to be right now, working through exactly what I need to be working through. And I actually repeat this like a mantra for all of my clients. And it always gives them that sense of just reassurance and safety and love, unconditional love, that who they are and where they are is enough and it's right where they need to be. And the second part of that is to welcome who you are becoming. But this is from a place of healthy growth, healthy progress, not perfectionism. It is definitely not striving for perfectionism. And I see a lot of women getting into that growth space and really coming at it from a place of perfectionism. I need to be perfect. I need to, you know, I need to be someone else, someone other than who I am. And that is coming from a place of a lack of self-worth and a lack of self-love. When you come towards and you move towards growth from a place of self-love and self-worth, you are able to accept who you are as you are right now. You're able to forgive yourself for the past. You're able to love yourself unconditionally. And in that, you're also able to welcome who you are becoming with healthy progress. And this does not have to look perfect. It'll sometimes be messy. There'll be mistakes that'll be made, but you're able to take the feedback. You're able to learn. You're able to grow. You know that your self-worth is not in question. You absolutely know you're worthy of your dreams or your desires in your relationship, and if you're not being met in them, you do not make it mean anything about your sense of self-worth or whether you're lovable or not, because that is absolutely not true. You're able to realize that it is just part of the journey, that it is all of that is external. They're all external things which you cannot control, but what you can control is internally your self-worth. And this is something that you can reconnect to and cultivate time and time again by following these five steps. And an extra bonus step, which I find has helped me so much on my journey, is to connect to podcasts like this, The Worthy Woman, women like me who are doing this work, who have walked this walk, who are literally practicing what they preach every single day. Get around those women because it's infectious. It's contagious. When you see a woman owning her worth, you automatically want to do it as well. And because you can see it in another woman, I want to really end on this. Because you can see in another woman that she knows she is worthy, you then know that you are capable of it as well. And you know it's already within you, because if it wasn't within you, you would not be able to see it or notice it or recognize it in another woman. So if you can recognize it, if you're struggling to recognize it in yourself right now, I guarantee that you have recognized it in another woman. So that means that is a sign it's also within you. So what I want to invite you to do is to go through these five steps. Come back, listen to this episode again, and go through them. To summarize, number one is to practice forgiveness. Number two is to practice radical self-acceptance. Number three is to practice unconditional love with yourself. Number four is to reparent or befriend yourself. And number five is to welcome who you are becoming. And that also means accepting who you are, but welcoming who you are becoming and growing into. And the bonus is to get around women, read books by women that inspire you, like the book that I mentioned by Jamie Lee McKern, Worthy. Read books that remind you that you are worthy, that help you to reconnect to your sense of innate worthiness. I have got goosebumps. I cannot wait to hear from all of the women listening to this how they have reconnected to their sense of self-worth, how they have remembered that they are worthy, and they are reclaiming their worthy woman. I want to see every woman in their worthy woman era. Who is coming with me? I am so excited. If you have loved this episode, please share it with another woman who needs to hear this message. Tag me in your stories. Let me know your biggest takeaway. I've absolutely loved sharing this time with you today, and I will see you in the next episode. Thank you so much for being here, beautiful. I have absolutely loved spending this time with you, and I really hope you've got so much value from this episode. If you have, please leave an authentic review. It means the absolute world to me. And if you have a friend or a sister that you feel would get value from this episode, please feel free to share it with her too. I have loved sharing all of this with you, but honestly, I have so much to share with you. So if you want more, please head to the comments below, and there you'll find my latest free resources, and you'll also find a link to book in a free one-to-one relationship breakthrough session with me. Yes, you get to pick my brain and ask all the free relationship advice, and we'll also get really clear on where you are in your relationship right now, what's not working, and we will create a plan to get your relationship working. working again so that you can start connecting and communicating on that deeper level that you really are craving. You are 100% worthy of a relationship in which you feel loved and supported, and I really want to help you create it beautiful. So book in that call, and I cannot wait to see you and have a chat.